Good morning, Brandalo. He's not on yet.
Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, I'm going to mute.
Okay.
Me too.
Okay. We're going to say the first two lines of the Shema, followed by the 10 utterances, and then we'll go into Psalm 55. So please join me by closing your eyes, covering your eyes, and leaning slightly to the left as we say, Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. The Esther D. Broad, we will start with a L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud, Kud Shabri Hu, Ishkite, Bid Hilu, or Himud, Hilu, Hilu, or Himu. The Akda, L'shem, Yud Ebel Valke, the Yehuda, Shalim, B'shem, Kol Yisrael. Limud Torah Mitzvah. La Sok Torah Mitzvah. Vayehino amadonai Eloheinu aleinu maasei yadeinu kanonei aleinu maasei yadeinu kanoneihu. Vayedaber Elohim et kol hadevarim haele lemor. Anochi Hashem Elohecha asher hotzeiticha. Me'eretz Mitzrayim mibet avadim. Lo yihi elecha Elohim acherim al panai lo ta'aseh lecha pesel v'kol temuna asher b'shamayim mima'al v'asher b'aretz mitachat Asher Babayim Mitachat La'aretz Lo Tishtachaveh Lachem Velo Ta'avdem Ki Anochi Hashem Elohecha Elkana Poked Awon. Avot al banim, al shileshim, we are rebein, lishonai, we oseh hesed, la lafim, we ohavai, usomrai, mitzvotai, lo tisa et shem hashem. Elohecha Shav Ki lo yinake Hashem Et asher yisa Et shemo l'shav Zachor et yom ha-shabbat L'kadsho sheshet Yamin tavod wasita Kom lachtecha v'yom ha-shvi'i Shabbat l'Hashem Elohecha Lo taseh ko belacha Ata uvincha Uvitecha avdecha v'yamadcha Uvhemtecha v'gercha Asher b'sharecha Ki sheshet yamim Asa Hashem et ha-shamayim Ve'et ha-aretz et ha-yam Ve'et kol asher b'am V'yanach v'yom ha-shvi'i Al kein b'rach Hashem Ed yom ha-shabbat V'yikadshehu Kabed et avicha V'et imecha L'man ya'arikun Yamecha al ha'adama Asher Hashem Elohecha Noten lach Lo tirtzach Lo tinah Lo tignov Lo ta'aneh Bereacha Et shaker Lo tachmod Beit reecha Lo tachmod Eshet reecha Yavdo Wa'amato Vishoro v'chahamoro V'kol asher l'reecha Please open up the Psalms landing page, which is available on the Unique Astrological Times link. That link is underneath the two pictures on the right of every Hashem webpage, or in mobile devices, it's usually at the bottom. Today we are studying Psalm 55. When the Psalms landing page opens up, scroll down. To Tehillim 55. David composed this psalm upon escaping from Jerusalem, in the face of the slanderers Doeg and Ahitophel, who had declared him deserving of death. David had considered Ahitophel a friend and accorded him the utmost honor, but Ahitophel betrayed him and breached their covenant. David curses all his enemies, so that all generations should know and sin no more. And I am adding, The Talmud teaches that Achitophel and Doeg, that are mentioned above, asked 400 questions regarding Torah. These questions can only be answered by the Mashiach. To answer these questions prior to the manifestation of the Mashiach will tend to draw the person away from Hashem. The above kavanah is a traditional kavanah to use when saying the psalm. The first word is Lamnatseach Maskil. Please refer to the introduction in the Yearning for Redemption PDF file, which we didn't open today, but it's always well worth reading that introduction. It's a long introduction filled with many Kabbalistic secrets and discussions of many others. There are 24 verses in Psalm 55. 24 connects to the hours in a day, which include the 12 hours of light and the 12 hours of darkness. A day represents the unity of Chesed and Giborah and connects to Tiferet, the balance point. Next, there is a link to the Machon Mamre website. When that opens up, please scroll down to Psalm 55, which is where we will begin. Verse 1. Lam Natseach Binginot Maskil LeDavid. For the leader, with string music, Maskil of David. Maskil has a gematria of 400. There's no real translation. We frequently see it in the various Psalms. But the gematria 400 teaches us two different levels. It's the four worlds times the 10 sephirot within 10 sephirot. That is the number 400, which can be either for the positive system or for the negative system. The second verse, Ha'azina Elohim tefilati ve'alti talam mitzinati. Give ear, Hashem. Give ear, Elohim, to my prayer, and hide not thyself from my supplication. Why would King David put this poetic language, hide not thyself, don't hide from me? I'm asking you, and I don't want you to hide from me. It makes sense, but it doesn't make sense, because Hashem never hides. He conceals himself from us based on our sins. And maybe that is what King David is referring to here. The third verse. Akshiva li wa aneni harina besihi we achima. Attend to me and hear me. I am distraught in my complaint and will moan. There are six words in this verse. The number six connects to Zeranpin, separated from Malchut. It It refers to the six ends, the six emotions, the six midot. All of these words have different meaning, but they all are referring to the level that we refer to as heaven, Zeranpin, but not connected to Malchut, Chas v'Shalom. Letters connecting to the word koach, strength and power. The fourth verse. Mikol oyev mitnei akat rasha ki amitu alai hawen uvach yistemuni. Because of the voice of the enemy, because of the impression of the wicked, where they cast mischief upon me, and in anger they persecute me. Eleven words, which connects, again, we have the two aspects of good and evil. The 11 can connect to the ketoret, the incense, which draws you closer to Hashem, or it can connect to the 10 sefirot, inclusive with the negative system. The fourth verse. Mikol oyev mitnei akat rasha. I'm sorry, I've read that fourth verse already. The fifth verse. Libi achil bekirbi leimot umavet naflu alai. My heart does writhe within me, and the terrors of death are fallen upon me. Seven words, which now connects heaven and earth, the six sephirot of Zeranpin with the seventh, Malchut. Letters connecting to koach, power or strength. The sixth verse. Ira warad yavovi vachaseni halatzut. Fear and trembling come upon me, and horror has overwhelmed me. Six words, Zeranpin, is connected from Malchut. The seventh verse. Vayomar mi yiten li aiver kayona aufa v'yeshkona. And I said, oh, that I had wings like a dove, that would I fly away and be at rest. Now, why would the King David say the word Yonah, which means dove, and not Tzipporah, which means a bird? What is the trait of the dove that he is relating to? All birds have wings. the image is that he wants to fly away from his problems so that he can be at rest. But the dove has the trait of mating for life. The 8th verse. Hine archik nedod alin bamidbar sela. Lo, then would I wander far off. I would lodge in the wilderness, sela. The English translation, lo, isn't even in the Hebrew. What does it mean? The word that is being translated as lo is hine. And I'm not, I've seen hine many, many times, but I never really looked it up to see what is its meaning. But I know it doesn't mean low, because I don't know what low means in English. 6 words.
No.
But the word.
I looked it up. I looked it up one time, a long time ago. And I think it meant behold. But I could be wrong, because it was a long time ago. I remember one of our rabbis who came from Chicago. I remember him also giving a definition to that word, and it seemed like it was behold. When he was crying out to Hashem for something, maybe his health. I don't remember the circumstances, but anyway, I'm going to mute again.
And I thank you for that, Hannah. I'm not criticizing it. But it's not a word, that translation doesn't satisfy me. Because behold has a sense of vision. But if I look at the gematria of hine, it's 60, which is the letter samach. And this letter samach represents a circle. It's actually the letter samach. Is formed from a kaf and a vav, where the vav is a straight line that encloses the circle, which the kaf is a half circle. And that the idea of the word samach has the meaning of support, as in somech noflim, support the poor, support the fallen. And that has more meaning to me as I'm looking at it, that the word hine would represent support me. And because the verse has the word sela within it, it's telling us to contemplate. What would the dove do? If you could fly away from your problems, but you can't ever fly away from God, and that's the meaning of the dove from verse 7, at least that's what was just occurring to me now. But then as we get into verse 8, it's saying that even though I'm wandering far away, I would lodge in the wilderness, meaning I would be at home, I would build a home. And who would that home be for? Would it be for me? In the wilderness, we have a teaching that Satan lives in the wilderness. That's why we had to walk through the desert for the 40 years, because we had to defeat Satan in order to remove them and make the people ready, not the people, because that means the Arab Rav, but the children of Israel, make us ready to enter the land. And that applies to us as well in this generation and in our lives. Are you ready to enter the land? Not meaning a physical move to the land of Israel, but to the consciousness of what it means, the land of Israel. The ninth verse. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Well, I'm thinking we sing. Hine ha-matavu manayim shevet ha-kingam yakan. The first word is hine.
That's true. And what is the message of that verse? Of that song?
Behold, is when brethren dwell together in unity, I think. I don't have a dictionary close to me, so I would look it up. But that's okay. I've said enough. Thank you.
Thank you. The reason I asked you about the meaning of it is so that everyone would know that it's talking about the curse that came from Balaam. It wasn't a curse, but a blessing. And what is that blessing? Again, the idea of behold, as the translation doesn't work for me, because it's talking about supporting the efforts of brothers to remain brothers and to work together and to dwell together in unity. Support my efforts at creating unity in my life. The ninth verse. Ahi shami chladli meruach soa misa'ar. I would haste me to a shelter from the stormy wind and tempest. I would run for cover. Haste me to a shelter. Again, this is poetic language that the translator is attempting to create. But you also can get some hints as to why Rabbi Sutton has not yet translated this verse, this psalm. Another verse with six words. The 10th verse. Pala Adonai Palak Lishonam Ki Raiti Kamas Riu Bair. Destroy Adonai and divide their tongue. For I have seen violence and strife in the city. Nine words that connects to either Chachma or Yesod. Letters is the phrase lag ba lag, lamed gimel, and lag connects to the day of lag ba omer, the counting of the omer, the 33rd day of the omer, and the essence of that 33 is a connection to Hod Shebahod, the Sephirot that represents the manifestation within the spiritual worlds without the limitations of any physicality. The 11th verse. Yomam v'layla yisovevuha al chomoteha v'yawen v'yamal b'kirba. Day and night they go about it upon the walls thereof. Iniquity also and mischief are in the midst of it. Yomam has an additional end. It has a final end. The energy of the final mem is a vessel. A vessel for loving kindness represents water. You'll also notice there's a final hey in the word yisovu, or yisovu ha. And I'm not sure how to translate yisovu ha, but the final hey is telling us we're going in a direction. The 12th verse. Ha'ulot bekir ba willo yamish mer chova toch umir ma. Wickedness is in the midst thereof. Oppression and guile depart not from her broad place. So it's being translated as wickedness. And the idea of that hay of being in the direction of wickedness. It's not saying that the person is wicked. It's not saying the actions are wicked. It's saying we're getting close to the negative system. The 13th verse. Ki lo yev yechar peini b'yese lo misanhi alayhi gil b'yesater mimenu. For it was not an enemy that taunted me. Then I could have borne it. Neither was it mine adversary that did magnify himself against me. Then I would have hid myself from him. This verse is complaining. I can't say that King David was complaining. But this verse is expressing dissatisfaction and unease and discomfort because a friend has become an adversary. A friend, meaning Achitophel, has taunted me. Eleven words. We've discussed the number 11 also. In today already. Forty-two letters connects to the Anabakov, connects to the seven Sephirot. The next to creation. what does King David wish to create? Perhaps a protection shield. The 14th pasuk. We ata enosh ver ki alufi yudai. But it was thou, man of mine equal, my companion and my familiar friend. The word for man is enosh. Enosh was the first generation after Seth. There was Cain and Abel, then there was Seth, the completion of the children of Adam and Eve. And Seth bore Enosh. And Enosh made a mistake, a serious mistake. What the people were doing, they had been taught to appreciate. And the way they were taught to appreciate is that generation would say to the angel that brought things to them, that was the metaphor but also the reality. They could see the angel. They knew the angel's name. So they would thank both Hashem and the angel by name. That appreciation to the messenger takes away from your appreciation of the Creator. That was the mistake that the nation, the generation of Enosh made. Ultimately, because they started to learn appreciation in that duality, that appreciation eventually came to the point where they were saying thank you to the angel. So that was the beginning of the worship of the sun and the moon and the stars and the gods of a tree or a rock. All of those different aspects. And so in our generation, the word Enosh represents mankind going astray. The 15th verse. Asher Yahdav Nam Tik Sod Bebet Elohim Nehalech Beragesh. We took sweet counsel together in the house of Asher, house of Elohim. We walked with the throng. Eight words connecting to Bina, connecting to the elevated status of the world that is coming. Letters connects to the 32 paths of wisdom that refers to the level of Chokhmah. The 16th verse.
Yashimavet alemo yerdu. Sheol Haim Kiraot Bin Guram Bekirbam. This is an interesting. You'll know that the word is written different than it is pronounced. It's written as one word, but it's spoken as two words. And in the two words, you have an interesting concept. The second word, mavet, means death. The first word is yesh, or yashi, because of the final yud. Final yud represents mine, or I. But yesh means there is. It's there is my death, is the way it's being presented to us, as if death is an individual thought, an individual energy. My death is unique, is what it's implying. Now, if we read the English translation, may he incite death against them. Let them go down and live into the netherworld, for evil is in their dwelling and within them. Now he's talking about Doeg and Achitophel, according to the Midrash, according to this story from the Talmud. We understand that the world that is coming is essentially a world where the negative system has been separated from the positive system. This is what the Shiach consciousness represents, at least one aspect of it. The 17th verse.
Ani El Elohim Yekra Vashem Yoshieni.
As for me, I will call upon Elohim, and Hashem shall save me. El Elohim represents the names of God in Chokhma and Bina. And it's said as a unity, whereas Hashem represents the name in Zeranpin. And we're being told to call upon the unity of Chokhma and Bina, and that will provide the energy for Hashem to save. The 18th verse.
Erev HaBoker V'Tzacharayim Asicha V'Echemeh V'Yishma Koli.
Evening and morning and at noon will I complain and moan, and he hath heard my voice. Seven words connecting to the unity of Zeranpin and Malchut. Thirty-two letters connecting to the 32 paths of wisdom. The 19th verse.
Pada b'shalom nafshi mikravli ki birabim hayu imadi.
He hath redeemed my soul in peace, so that none came nigh me, meaning none came near me, for they were many that strove with me. nine words connecting to the Yesod or to Chachma. Two letters connecting to the 32 paths of wisdom. The 19th verse. Pada b'shalom. Excuse me. We've read the 19th verse, and that's. I want to make sure that I was counting the right verse. Nine words. Two letters. The 20th verse. Ishmael Vayanem. Vayoshev kedem selah, asher ein halipot lamo v'lo yaru Elohim. God shall hear and humble them, even he that is enthroned of old, selah, such as have no changes and fear not God. We need to contemplate what is meant by enthroned of old, which is the phrase V'yoshev Kedem. Because it can be, Kedem does represent old. But Yoshev is sitting, the idea of enthroning the old, venerating the past, venerating the ancestors. Because each of us have our own task to do in this world. Yes, we look back at our ancestors. We learn from their mistakes, hopefully. We learn from their stories, from the stories of their lives. But we cannot venerate them. 21st Pasuk. Shalach Yadav Bishlomal Chilel Berito. He has put forth his hands against them that were at peace with him. He has profaned his covenant. We're not defining who is the he in this verse. Is it the negative person that's the enemy that's attacking King David? The 22nd verse. Halku machmaot div uvrav libo raku devarav nishemen behema petichot. Smoother than cream were the speeches of his mouth, but his heart was warped. His words were softer than oil, yet were they keen-edged swords. The poetry of the language is beautiful, even if it's describing someone who's betrayed him, betrayed King David. The 23rd verse. Hashlech al Hashem yivalcha v'hu
Yikal kelecha. Lo yiten leolam bot batzadi. Cast thy burden upon Hashem, and he will sustain you. He will never suffer the righteous to be moved. One way of understanding that last part is that the righteous are put in a physical location to serve Hashem's purpose, so they cannot be moved physically. He will not allow that to happen because they are in that location for a purpose. Just as we are born in the city that we are born to and within, because that's the energy that we need to sustain us in the early years of our life. And if we move from the city of our birth, it's because we are to be find ourselves and we need the energy of that location. The 24th verse. We ata Elohim so ridem liver shachat anshe damim umirma lo yechezu yechetsu yamehem yamehem vani evtach bach. But thou, Elohim, will bring them down into the nethermost pit. Men of blood and deceit shall not live out half of their days. But as for me, I will trust in thee. There are 14 words to end, to manifest, to connect to King David, whose name David has the gematria of 14, to connect to the manifestation, to connect to Malchut, because King David is the chariot for Malchut. And 55 letters. The word ha'adama, meaning the earth or the lands. Adam's name comes from this word, Adama. It represents the physical earth. Hayam, 55 also, meaning the sea. The sea represents Bina. It's a code word for Bina. But again, with a garden, bagan. La'achiv, teach the brethren, teach the brothers. And halach, or halach, but halach, it has the meaning of to go. Thank That's just a few of the words that has that meaning. I'm going to now read the verses in sequence in the Hebrew. Before I do that, does anybody have any questions? Lam natseach bim ginot mi maskil David ha'atzina Elohim tefilati v'alti talam mitchinati ha'akshiva li va'aneni ha'arid besichi v'achima mikol oyev mifnei akat rasha ki amitu alaya when uva istinuni libi yachil bekirbi ve'emot mavet naflu alai ira wara ad yavodi vatkaseni palatsut Why, O Mar, me then? Liever, Kayona, Au, Father, Eshkona. Ine Archik, Nedod, Ala, Bami, Barcella. Achisha, Michlatli. Meruach so'amisar Bala Adonai halag l'shonam Ki ra'iti chamas v'riv ba'ir Yomam v'layla yesovevuha Al homotecha V'ayoen v'amal b'kirba Havot b'kirba V'lo yamish merchova Tochem u'mirma Ki lo oyev yichar peini V'yese lo mishani Alay higdil yesater mimenu v'ata enosh ke'er ki alufi umyudai asher yachdav nam tik sot v'veit Elohim nechalech v'ragesh Yashi mavet aleimo yerdu She'ol hayim kiraot bim guram bekirbam Ani el Elohim ekra Hua Hashem yoshieni Erev haboker v'tzacharayim Asicha v'echemeh v'yishma koli Pada b'shalom nafshi mikravli Ki b'rabim hayu imadi Yishma el v'yayane V'yoshev k'edem Sela Asher ein halifot lamo V'lo yiharu Elohim Shalach yadav bishlomav Chilel berito Alku machmaot
peeve. Ukravli boraku devara mishemen. Vihema peti hoax. Hashlech al Hashem yechavka. Wehu yakal kelecha. Lo yiten leolam mot la tzadik v'ata Elohim toradem liber shachat anshei damim u'mirma lo yechetu yamechem v'ani evtach bach. That's the end of our psalm, the end of our class. If there are no questions, classes tonight at 4:30, we'll have a deeper Zohar class. At 7 o'clock, we will have a regular Zohar class, finishing off the section from last Saturday. Tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. West Coast time, we will connect to Psalm 56. Shalom Gadol.
Shalom Gadol.
Shalom. Thank you.
Have a great day.
Shalom. You too. I won't tell you to have an enjoyable day cutting your hair, but have an enjoyable day.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it.